Daf Hey Amun Aleph. Back on Dalam Beis, right? We quoted the end of the Mishnah. At the end of our Mishnah, had talked about how Omer Lachaver Mujrani Mimcham, Mufreshani Mimcham, Ruchakani Mimcham, all these different languages of ways of separating myself from somebody else, right? Taking a netter from them, I'm separating myself, I'm distant from you, all these things. And the language that's included there is that, so you see all those things, she'ani ochelecha, or she'ani to'im lecha, aser. So that's how the Gemara, talks about those phrases. And the Gemara in Dalam Beis quoted Shmuel, who said that in all those cases, you have to say, ad she'yomar she'ani ochelecha, she'ani to'im lecha. That sometimes the Ruchakani, Rufreshani, etc., are all only have power, right, to separate myself from somebody else if I'm also saying Shani Toyim Lecha, right, that I'm also eating from you, or Ochel Lecha or Toyim Lecha. Fine. And the Gemara is like, how can that be? There are brisas that seem to state each type of language separately. Right, so let's actually just read in the Dalam Beis together just for a second. It may make it easier for us to keep going. All right, so look where it says Amar Shmuel, the two dots. Amar Shmuel, Bakulon, and Shiyomer, Shani Ochel Lecha, Shani Toyim Lecha. All those cases, all the other languages, Mufreshani, Mufreshani, etc., only do something, sounds like, at least at this point, if I also say Shani Ochel Lecha, Shani Toyim Lecha. The problem is, Mesevei, Mudar, Ani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Mufreshani Mimcha, Hareza Asra. Another Brisa says that if you just use any of those languages by themselves without the Shani Toyim Lecha, you've already forbidden yourself to the other person. Shani Ochelecha, Shani Toyim Lecha, Hareza Asar. And if you use only the language of Shani Ochelecha and Shani Toyim Lecha, also Asar. Right? So you told me I need both, but I have a brisa saying I can do either one. So Gemara says, no problem. Hachi Katani, but Med Vayim Mamurim. What's the case? But Omer Shani Ochelecha, Shani Toyim Lecha. No. When do the first few phrases work? If I say, also Shani Ochelecha, etc. Gemara says, but what do you mean? V'ha Tanya Ibcha, I have the opposite. I have a brisa that says the opposite also. Shani Ochelecha, Shani Toyim Lecha, Asar. Right? If I say one of the second phrases, it's Asar. Mujrani Mecham, Mufreshani Mecham, Mufreshani Mecham, Harezi Asar. Again, it separates them and separates them in the opposite order. I'm on that Dalam Beis, just getting us back to where we were. Right? So Gemara says, fine, no. Tani Hachi, V'kvar Amar Mujrani. Okay, no problem. When it's the second phrase, Shani Toyim Lecha, Shani Ochel Lecha, that's if I already said Mudrani Mimcha. Again, a way of connecting the two phrases. Okay? Gemara says, Yahachi high narration, that's the same thing. Right? So that can't be the answer. So Gemara says, okay, Va'od Asr Asr Lama Lemisni. And also, why say Asr in each case? Right? With each type of phrase. If you need them to be together, don't tell me Asr and Asr. If I say either one, the implication is if I say either one. So what is happening over here? So the Gemara changes it and says, fine. New answer. And then we're going to attack this answer the whole time, so that's why it's important to be here. Ela Amar Shmuel, Taima de Amar Shani Ochelecha, Shani Toyim Lecha, Hu de Asar Vechaver Mutter. Meaning, if I say the full phrase, right, and I say Mudrani Mimcha, Shani Toyim Lecha, right, I'm taking a neder that I can't taste from you, right? What happens? Hu Asar Vechaver Mutter. So then I'm forbidden to my friend, right? But my friend is not forbidden to me. And so when I say such a thing, right, Mudrani Lecha, Shani Ochelecha, right, or any of these phrases, Shani Ochelecha, or Shani Toyim Lecha, when I say the full thing, both phrases together, so that makes it me usher to him, but he's mutter to me. On to the Haman Aleph, Ava Amar Mudrani Mimcha Lechudei, Shnehan Hazurin. But if I say, right, just Mudrani Himach, just by itself, so then I'm ushered to him, and he's ushered to me. Okay? We're going to explain what each of these things mean. But how does this answer our question? What answers our question is that there can be scenarios where we're saying, okay, there are scenarios where saying just one of the phrases does something, but it's only if I say both that I accomplish whatever goal it is of making me ushered to him, but him not ushered to me. And if that's what the Mishnah was trying to accomplish, right? So that was that. That's only if I say both, right? But if I say just one of them, then turns out I make everybody usher to everybody. I mean, well, I at least make myself usher to them and make him usher to me. So that's when the Mishnah said, when Shmuel said, Only if I say both, that was in terms of how that now makes, you know, me usher to him, but him not usher to me. Why is that? Why does this? Why does the language differ? Right? If I say shani toim lecha or shani ochel lecha, right? Why does it make it only usher for me to him and not the opposite direction? But let's continue the Gemara for 1 second. Ki had the Amr of Yosi Rabbi Chanina mudrani heimach shnei hanasurin. Right, because Rabbi Yosi said that if I say mudrani heimach, we're both aser. Okay, why is that? Rash, look at the Ran on the top of Ham and Aleph. He says near be'enai. The hainu time of mishum demashma mudar ani v'nichzai mimcha. When I say mudar mudrani heimach, when I say that phrase, the implication is that me and all of my belongings are now usher to you, right? Are usher from you. You know, there's an isser between me and you on them. It implies mashma mudarani v'nichzai mimcha u'minichzeich, right? From you and from your things. Hilkach keva de'bechlal ani havu nichasim. Since when I say me mudrani heimach, me, it implies me and all of my stuff. So that means that my friend, the other person, is also forbidden to it. We'll see as we move forward that if we really think that's true or not. But you know, we'll see the kind of attack on this. But then just continuing the run, he says, "The ilona chasim lav bnei ishanuye michaver ninu." Because if it doesn't include my nechasim, then what do you mean getting benefit from someone or giving benefit for someone? If I say you can't get benefit from me, what do I mean? But you can't well, that's what it does mean. It means you can't eat my food, you can't use my car, you can't be in my house, you can't. Right, when I say you're forbidden to me, it means from my stuff. And apparently, the language of mudrani hemech means all of my stuff. Right, you can't get anybody from me at all. And that means both. So not just me, also you. But if I just say shani ochel lecha and shani toim lecha, what am I saying? I'm talking only about myself. Right, I can't taste your stuff. I can't eat your stuff. It's very obvious. It's very specific that it's something that's forbidden for me to do for you, to do from you. I can't eat your things or taste your things, etc. So that's the distinction the Gemara wants to make at this point. Right? And that's what, according at this point, what Shmuel meant, and that's how the Gemara explains this case so far. But now the Gemara is going to go on the attack. So the Gemara says as follows. So, we good so far? Yes? Yeah? Okay. Okay, fine. But now we're gonna go after this piece also. So says the Gemara continues. Tanan, right? You can quote another Mishnah. A Mishnah later on. Daf Mem Zayin in the Dharm. Hareini alecha cherem. Okay. Let's say a person says, "I'm taking upon you a cherem." So what does that mean? Hamudar aser, avamadir lo. Right. So the person whose oath was taken. Right. I said to you a cherem on you. Right? So you're forbidden to me, but I'm not forbidden to you. Okay? So what? That's a Gemara's way of asking a question, by the way. We're asking a question. What? How's that a question? So look at the Ran. Tanan ha'reini alecha cherim hamudar asa v'amadir lo v'amai. Right? The question is, why would that be? Neima ada alaych nami kolel chavera. Meaning, if I'm now unichosav, right, meaning, if you just said that mudranim hemach, right, you decided that your answer to our whole question was to say, "Oh, mudranim hemach by itself. Oh, that makes everybody else to everybody, right? Me to you, you to me." Wait a second. If that's what that means, then hareini alecha cherem, right, should also do the same thing. It should make everybody else. It should me to you and you to me. Why? Why does the Mishnah say that only the mudar is aser, but the madar, the person who made the neder, is not aser to the other person? Why is that? Right. So look back on the Ran, right? Ramai, why? Neima da'alech nami kolachaveh. When I say on you, it should include you and your nechasim from me. I should be answered to those things. V'kevin shekein, meaning assuming, according to your logic, if that's true, af hamadir litzar, then the person who makes the neder should also be forbidden to the other guy. The lo nichse chaveiro lav b'nei yishanuyeh minei ninu. Because again, without someone's property or things that belong to them, then there's no Isser Hana. So if I said you're a cherem, it means not just that you can't get Hana from me, I also can't get Hana from you, presumably. So if these large general statements you tell me mean both, they go in both directions, so this statement should also go in both directions, right? So answer the Gemara, no. Kigon de Parish, Va'at alan lo. No, the case is that I said, but not you on me. Okay, so meaning, you're right. It would have otherwise implied that, and the implication is that if I make the general statement, it goes both directions. But this case where the Mishnah says it's only one direction, it's because I specified, right, that it shouldn't be in both directions. Okay. Next case, at alai cherim, right, again, I say on you, a cherim, kanoder asur, the person takes the netter, meaning now me should be is asur, aval mudar lo, but the other person is not forbidden to me. It's the same case, just flipping it. Same question. Again, the general, if I just use the general language, if it really, the general language of mudrani himach, like you want to argue, again, makes both of us forbidden to each other, so should at alai cherim. And the Gemara can go into parish va'ana lachlo. No, the case is where he said specifically, again, it's just the opposite direction. And me to you, is not, I said explicitly, is not usher. Fine. But otherwise, you're right, it's true. It would, the general language would make it usher in both directions. Okay. Avastama mai shen usher. But if I wouldn't explain it, if I wouldn't say it explicitly, you're right. We would both be usher to each other, just like we're trying to explain the language of, you know, what Shmuel meant to say, you know, that Mudrani, or that what our original mission was to say even, that a general language of Mudrani and Mach ushers people in both directions, me to you and you to me. Okay. The Gemara says, but not so fast. Ha, mitigatani seifa, hareni alecha, ve'at alai, shnei nasurin. Okay, so the seifa of that mission says, if I say, hareni alecha, ve'at alai, meaning here I say explicitly, I'm forbidden to you and you're forbidden to me. What happens in that case? We're both usher. Good. Okay, but if the Mishnah has to say that explicitly, what does that mean? Right? Hadinu, the Shnei Masurin, what's the implication? Hastama, hu aser v'chaveru mutter. That means if the Mishnah has to go out of its way, then at the end of that Mishnah say, and by the way, if you say it both directions, now you're aser, you to him and him to you, what does that mean? That means that stam, the case is that if I say it generally, it's only aser in one direction. Big problem for the explanation we've given until now. Okay? Okay, fine. So there were no problem. We'll fix it. Elahachi itmar. Okay. So Elahachi itmar, Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina. This is Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina really said. Because again, all of this is an attack on, you know, we said, Mudran HaMech must be both directions, like what? We said at the top of the page, just like Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina, who said Mudran HaMech is us in both directions. Okay, so we have to change Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina. So what did Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina say? Mudar ani lacha. So Elahachi itmar, Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina. Mudar ani lacha shnehem asurin. You're right. If I say mudar ani lacha, right? So then we're both asar. But mudrani hemech hu asar v'chaveru mutar. Okay. That there's a difference between mudar ani lacha, right? Which makes both people forbidden. But mudrani hemech, right? I'm forbidden from you. That makes only me forbidden, but not you, but not the other person. Okay. There's that distinction. Okay, look at the Ran, right across from where we are. Alahachi imam Rabbi Yosef Rebbe Chanina, Mudrani lacha shnei masurin. If you like linguistics, then you're going to enjoy this, right? If you don't, then hang on, we're getting through. Okay, so hey, look at the Ran. The Ran writes the following. Right, Elahachi Itmar Am Rav Yosef Yochanina. This is what Rav Yosef Yochanina meant to say. Mudrani lacha shnei masurin. See, our language in our Gemara is mudarani lacha. So let's see. But it's mudrani lacha in this case, as opposed to mudrani hemech. Why? The lacha mashma lacha. Right, when I say the lach or whatever, it applies to you. Klomar. Nichzai asurin lacha. My nichasim are forbidden to you. It's more specific, right? Umashma mishalcha, right? Masha enkin behemech de lo mashma. Meaning lacha is very direct, right? It's much more, right? Mudrani lacha is much more explicit that I'm making my property or my things forbidden to you, and presumably then forbidden to, you know, yours to me as well, right? As opposed to hemech, which is a little more general, right? V'nir be'enai da hachi perushan. This is what it means. The kalsak at the I would have thought hashad the shmuel hachi diek masnisin the keva the lo tnan elachad aser. Until now, we've been saying about Shmuel, right? That since the Mishnah only said one of the things, so it's asr chad asr vade chad katani. He must have said, only said one thing. Mekevin the chad katani akorcha heimech dereisha lav dafka. We've been saying until now the language of heimech is a little more general. It's not as specific, right? Duhu adin belach. The kevin the misayim yosei ba'amar shani ochel afilu I amar lecha lo mashu de shneim asurin. El duhu asr over chaver mutar. Mishumachi kamar Shmuel had katani tana de mudrani bein the amar heimech bein shamar lecha who asr chaver mutar dafka kasha amar shani ochel. Shani toim va'i lo amar hachi. Sorry, I'll explain this. The point being that until now, what we were trying to say was that what we said originally was that anytime I say Shani Ochel Lecha, Shani Toim Lecha, it's always one directional, right? Unidirectional, right? That's because the more specific I am almost, the more restrictive, restrictive is the wrong word for this, the more specific it is to who's being usher. So if I say that I can't eat from you, so that makes it only usher you. Right? But I say, heimech, it's more general. Right? So what the Gemara is trying to do at this point, they're trying to say, okay, but now even you found that the language of mudrani mimcha, heimech, the general case also doesn't seem to be so general. So he said, oh, no. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina was saying, mudrani lacha, right, was actually makes us both asar, but mudrani heimech, it's his asar, and chaver is mutter. And that maybe that's a little more general, but it's lecha is more, sorry. That lecha. How does it say it there?
The note in the article seems to say, that lecha means two things. It says its simple meaning is to you, but right. It sometimes means of you.
Of you.
So it can go both ways, where heimech is very specific, it can only go in one direction.
And more directional, actually, right? That mood, that heimech can actually be more specific.
Right.
Right, good.
So they sort of like flipped it.
So now they changed it, right? So because we're going to switch it back in a second. So the Gemara says, fine. Rather, what Yosef Echanina said, good, it's a mood ani lecha, a sheni asurin, but if it's just heimech, that's actually more specific. Good. At this point, that's what Ron's saying. Initially, we thought that heimech was very general, but heimech now can actually be more specific.
Right,
yeah.
There also seems to be another nuance going on in that.
Yeah.
There seems to be that according to there's really two pastures going on. One is against Rav Yossi Bar Hanina, one is Shmuel.
We're gonna talk about both. Yeah.
Right, but it seems like there's a machlokas, right? We're showing him on whether or not that answer, right,
is to both or just to one of them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But at this point, just a simple pshat is that we're just explaining Rabbi Yosef Yochanina differently now, right? And we want to use the language of heimech, which until now, again, before I was like, oh, heimech is so general, it's both ways. And I said, well, actually, heimech is not so general. It's actually more specific. That's our basic answer for right now. Fine. Okay, but the Gemara is going to attack that anyways. Look at the next line. V'ha masnis in the Gitani heimech, v'ukinu l'masnis in the Shmuel, v'kulon ad sheyomar shani toim lecha v'ashin ochel lecha hu da'asar v'chaver mutar. Meaning, you tell me the language of heimech is very specific, right? The whole point, and therefore it should be only one directional. The whole point we just said before was that when you have them together, heimech, mudrani heimech, and shani toim lecha, then that's only one direction's us, or only me to you, right? Not you to me. But what if I just said heimech, Shmuel said, right? We're both usher. So you can't have a... All the language is confusing. You can't have it both ways. Meaning, the point being that you can't tell me heimech is general and heimech is also the more specific. That's not possible. So that's not going to work. So let's try again. So elamei kara de Shmuel hachi itmar. Correct. Now we're going to go back all the way to Shmuel himself, right? So this is what Shmuel really meant. What did Shmuel really mean? So hachi itmar. Taimid da amar. Again, it was Shmuel who started this, right? On Dalam and Beis. We started today with the language of Shmuel who was reading our Mishnah, right? Which has the thing of Mudrani, Mufrashani, Murachakani, etc. And then it says Shani Toim Lecha, Shani Yochel Lecha. And Shmuel says, well, you gotta have both pieces, right? So what did he mean when he said that? So Elamei Kara de Shmuel, Hachi Idmar, Taim Da Amar Shani Yochel Lecha, Veshani Toim Lecha, Hu De Ein Hu Aser Ela Be'achila. Okay, so now again, we're changing what Shmuel said. What Shmuel said was, when I say those languages, right, then I accomplish the goal of making sure the Isser is very specific. And it's only asering me from eating from you, right? But hadrud mudrani mimcha asr afilu behana. But if I use the other languages, then I have made a more general statement and forbidden myself to you in general, right? Your general hana. And so that's what, meaning that's the Gemara wants to argue at this point, Shmuel is really saying. No, what Shmuel is saying is, right, not you always need both, etc. And that makes it the general question of me to you, but you're not Asher to me. But he's saying something very specific. Yeah, it's maybe, let's say at this point, always it's an Asher of just me to you. Right, let's say at this point. Right? But what Shmuel means to say is it's only if I use that language that I make it even more narrow, which is that I just can't get benefit from you, or I just can't get just eat from you specifically, right? But if I don't say it as specific, I don't say Shani Toim Lacha, Shani Wachelacha, so then it's not that specific. And now it's the Isser from me to you that I can't get from you is a general Isser Hana. And that's what Shmuel was trying to say. Okay? Okay. So Mar says, okay. Ihachi, Lema Shmuel Hachi. If that's true, then what should Shmuel have said? Right? V'im lo amar shani ochel lecha. If I didn't say that, v'shani toem lecha, asur afilu b'hana. That's how the Bach changed it. Asur afilu b'hana. That's what he should have said. He didn't say that. Right? That's not what Shmuel said. Shmuel said, in all the cases, ad sheyomar. Right? If you wanted to be specific, if you wanted to make it clear what he meant, he should have said, and if you don't say that, it's only then there's an isur, even an isur hana. And Shmuel didn't say such a thing. So you're right, it could be that's what Shmuel means, but that seems to be a little bit of a stretch because he didn't explicitly say that, right? He didn't tell us that. So it's hard to know that's what he meant. So the Gemara's going to try a different answer. Ela hachi yidmar. So, no, so fine, this is what he meant. Taima da'amar shani ochelecha v'shani tuyenlecha, right? He said only if you say, right, both. Okay, you say these phrases also, right? Hu da'asar, avamudrani hemech, lo mashma da'amar, sorry, aval amar mudrani hemech lo, right? But if I just say mudrani hemech, so that doesn't do that, doesn't have that impact, okay? Mashma da amar aser, right? The implication is that what he's saying is that it's aser at that point, right? My time, and why is that? Mudrani mimcha lo mishtaina behadach mashma, right? Because if I just use the general language, right? So I'm not, it's not clear what I mean. And we're going to get to tomorrow a whole conversation of what happens when I say a language, right? It's what's called yadayim she'en mochichos, right? What if I say something, yadayim, until now we've said is always like a shortened version, right? Or something like a shortened version of the phrase. And if I say something that isn't explicit, right? And I'm not entirely clear what I mean, how does that work? Right? Do we say until you're very, very clear? Or do we say, well, I basically know what you mean? Right? So this whole conversation, if this doesn't make total sense yet, that's okay, we're going to explain it more tomorrow, is that basically what the Gemara is going to try to say now is that the conversation that Shmuel is having and what Shmuel is trying to explain is, if you're very explicit, great. If you're not so explicit, you're actually not going to make anything else, or maybe. Why? Because it's a daim she'en mochichos. You're saying something that's too general and not so clear when that happens. So then we're not so quick. We're going to see the machlokas between the Rabbanan and others and Rabbi Yehuda about whether daim she'en mochichos have in your diet or not. And that'll be kind of the conversation. Maybe what Shmuel is just telling me is you have to be more specific. Because until you're more specific, then I'm not sure what you meant, in which case I'm not going to answer it. And we'll talk more about that as we continue tomorrow. Okay, let's go. Yeah.